This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, Republican, representing the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District. He's also the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee, and he is a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. We want to get his thoughts on a press conference he gave earlier today with a couple of U.S. senators, one of which is also on the Joint Economic Committee, Sam Brownback of Kansas, detailing just how much bureaucracy and convoluted logic goes into this whole healthcare system that was passed earlier this year. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Greg, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I remember that you and some others, even during the debate, had constructed a flowchart, a rather complicated flowchart, in fact, on how this whole system would work. What message, what point were you trying to make with your press conference today?
Well, compared to what this bill started out in the original chart, which now looks like a simple tic-tac-toe diagram, what we did is we went through meticulously over the last 4 months, went through all 2,801 pages of the new healthcare law, charting and analyzing it, and today we unveiled it both for the public to see what is now the law of the land and also for congressional Democrats, many of whom didn't even read the bill before they voted for it. And I think when you look at it, what it really confirms what I think most Americans fear, which is that healthcare reform, which we all support, morphed into a monstrosity of new bureaucracies, mandates, taxes, and rationing that will, at the end of the day, drive up healthcare costs, will hurt seniors, and I think force our most intimate healthcare choices into the hands of Washington bureaucrats. It really, when you look at the chart, you know, you can't help but think, is this the healthcare reform most Americans wanted?
Well, in looking at the chart, the first thing you're going to need is a magnifying glass because there's so many different ideas and agencies and different levels of government that you'd have to deal with here. But right there in the middle, in very easy to read letters, Secretary of Health and Human Services, just how much power is going to be in that position?
It is. This is our new health czar, the Health and Human Services Secretary. All of healthcare runs through their offices. They are the hub of it. In the bill, there are 2,200 references to the Health and Human Services Secretary, who has 600 new authorities. And so a lot of our private health care and the shape of health care in the future is going to lie in one unelected bureaucrat's hands, along with she's going to have some help because we could only fit one-third of all the new bureaucracies on this chart. Because they're so large, what it does show is that in between you and your doctor, 159 new bureaucracies, programs, boards, and regulatory systems interfering in your decisions.
Talk about that a little bit more, these 159 new programs and bureaucracies. What exactly, what type of decisions will they be making?
Well, they'll make a lot of decisions about, you know, where you can get your health care. They're basically going to mandate everyone in America has government approved health care or face a tax. Every business will have to offer government-approved health care or face a tax. They'll control what type of health care plans you can have. They'll control the mandates that go in it. They will control the taxes if you don't comply with this new law. They control the subsidies, the Medicare cuts, almost a half, well, more than a half a trillion dollars that will be slashed from Medicare. Another half trillion dollars in new taxes, all of which, again, is controlled by this new bureaucracy. It is, without question, the largest expansion of our federal government in our history.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady. And Congressman, obviously, this all hasn't been implemented yet. Most of it will take place in 2014. What's the main message that you're trying to send through this flowchart? Is it as part of the repeal and replace thing we've heard from a lot of congressional Republicans, or are there other aspects to this as well?
You know, it wasn't meant to be, but those are the first questions when average people look at this. Just this afternoon, since it started to be unveiled, is how do we stop this? You know, this is not what we hoped for. And I know House Republicans are absolutely committed to if we are given back the governance of the U.S. House next year, we are going to zero fund and block implementation of the worst parts of this bill. And we hope one day to replace it, repeal and replace it, with just some common sense reforms that actually gets to what people want, which is lower health care costs, more control more options in a health care plan that goes with them throughout their life that they can rely on. And this chart really brings home the need to do all that.
Talk a little bit more about the effort to defund, because I've talked with a couple of your colleagues about that, but it doesn't seem to get a whole lot of play. Obviously, even if Republicans take control of the House and the Senate in the midterm elections, President Obama will still be in office, and he'd be able to veto any effort to do that, which he would likely do. But you do have the power of the purse strings if you are able to gain the majority. So how would that work?
That's exactly right. Congress holds the purse strings. So the president can request the money to implement this bill, but a Republican Congress is not going to give it to him. And at that point, he'll be forced to sit down to do what we thought he should have done at the beginning, I think the American public as well, which is to sit down, work together, come up with some common sense solutions on health care, which I think is ultimately the end goal. So changing the House or the Senate makes a huge change in the direction the country goes on health care.
Congressman, in addition to this very complicated flowchart, and I encourage anyone to go to your website, and I would guess that Senators Brownback and DeMint have this at their websites
Absolutely.
As well, are the numbers involved here? How this administration and this Congress that recently passed this health care bill really intend to pay the price tag on here? You have some of the figures on here, $569 billion in higher taxes, over $500 billion in cuts to Medicare. Real quickly, go through how you arrived at those numbers.
Well, basically, with the Medicare cuts, they made huge slashes in reimbursements to doctors, community hospitals, home health care agencies, hospice, and they will force about one out of every three seniors out of their Medicare Advantage plans, which is one of the most popular plans in the country. That's how they cut Medicare, but they don't cut it to help improve Medicare. They actually do it to fund this new program. Secondly, the new taxes are on individuals, on small businesses, on businesses themselves, on things like tanning beds, pharmaceutical new taxes on pharmaceuticals and medical devices, the bed pans and oxygen tanks and wheelchairs that seniors and others use. And what's frustrating is that even after $1 trillion of new taxes and Medicare cuts, they really haven't begun to cover the cost of this. It really is, the full cost is closer to $2.5 trillion over the first decade that it's really in place. And my guess is, if this were allowed to continue, it would result in one of two things: dramatically higher taxes on everyone in America, or they're going to have to start rationing care, which is what we've said all along is the problem with the bureaucracy and mandates rather than freedom and choice.
Well, in addition to that money, we were also noted, as you've noted here on your website, the addition of 16 million people projected to Medicaid, as well as 17, as you count out, major insurance mandates. We certainly know about the individual and the employer mandates. Congressman, a lot of information to absorb here. I'm sure we'll be talking about it even more as time goes on. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, Greg, thanks, and thanks for highlighting just, again, how complex all this new law is.
Happy to do it, sir. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Take care.
You too. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.